We have library news with Madeline Jarvis of the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. What is happening to the month of November?
Right? My son called me the other day and he's like, I'll see you next week, Mom. And I'm like, what? He's like, it's Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, it's not.
Right. You're like, Thanksgiving is at the end of November.
Right.
Anyway.
Exactly. But today's a special day. It's Give to the Max, one of the biggest or the biggest online fundraising, supporting all nonprofits, schools, and churches in the state of Minnesota. And the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library can benefit from this as well.
Absolutely. So they count every dollar, and every dollar counts.
Yes.
Right now we're doing this 50 to the finish campaign, mm-hmm. where once we receive 50 donations for the Two Harbors Public Library Fund, the Friends of the Library have graciously agreed to cap off that the amount needed to get fully endowed, which is so exciting.
So let's share with listeners why the Two Harbors Public Library is so important, because you guys do fabulous things. What's up on your end?
Absolutely. So we recently received from the Blandon Foundation
yes.
a grant to help with some accessibility within our building. And this $100,000 is going to be helpful for us as we make sure that our bathrooms exceed ADA standards. I'm so excited for this.
That is so awesome. When does construction start?
Next year, and we'll be done by October.
Nice. So does that mean like an actual addition to the building? Or
no,
just reconfigure
question.
What's
so
there? Yeah.
Reconfigure the restroom. So right now if you're in our... And isn't it funny the things that you get interested in?
Right? I'm so, like, I want to know what this is going to look like.
100%. I never thought when I went into grad school that things like library bathroom construction would be what I would see at that night. But removing some stall walls, making sure that we have an adult changing table so that this is something that everybody in the public is able to use.
Yep.
It's a truly public building. Making sure we have things at the correct height. So all sorts of little tweaks that will really add up for a big impact.
That is so fabulous. Yay, way to go.
Yeah, so that is super exciting. We actually got to speak with WDIO last night about all the things that we're so excited for this grant. Of course, KTWH is always our favorite, but it's fun to be able to chat with as many people as possible, too.
Oh, right? No, we do not feel slighted at all. You get the word out because you guys are wonderful over there. So, yeah, toot your horn and be happy. That's awesome.
Thank you. And just a heads up, too, we are going to be closed next week, as you're talking about your son coming home, Thursday and Friday, because that's already Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. So you'll be closed on Friday as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So stop in this week or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next week we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. And pick up your cookbooks, see our new art show, which once I hang up
Ooh.
With you, I'm going to install.
Okay.
And you will love this, especially, Michelle. In March, we did a take and make painting kit with funds from the Legacy Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the artists said that we could hang up their pieces. So this is art from area students, and it is just absolutely darling.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fabulous. Love. Full circle. It's not like, oh, you know, take and make and then it's a done deal. No, then bring it back and we're going to showcase how fabulous our students are. I love that, Madeline. That is so cool.
We are just jazzed. So that's going to be up through from today through November 28th.
Perfect. Love it. And how can listeners get in touch with you to order all those books, movies, cookbooks, games to get us through that Thanksgiving weekend?
Absolutely. So stop by our library. We're at 320 Waterfront Drive, and we're here to help. Otherwise, visit us online at Two Harbors Public Library or our Facebook page, Two Harbors Public Library. And, of course, you can always give us a phone call at 218-834-3148.
Perfect. Yes. And, you know, last time, it's been a while since I've been in there now, but that you've actually added another computer station as well.
Yes, we have two more computer stations to help with all of the use. So whether you're coming in to print something, whether you are playing games, looking for work, chatting with friends, whatever you need a computer for, we have your back.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Anything else listeners need to know this week?
We are so excited to see you, but we will not see you next week, Thursday, Friday. That's all I want to plug home. But
just to make sure.
Otherwise, we so appreciate the support.
Yep. Wonderful. Okay, we will talk soon, Madeline, and happy Thanksgiving with yours. And enjoy this wonderful weather. Go make a snow angel, huh?
Back at you. Thank you so much for everything, Michelle. Enjoy celebrating with your family. We are thankful for you and thankful for KTWH.
Thanks. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. She calls in the first and third Thursday of every month. And so excited for the partnership that we have established pretty much since we've been on the air with the Two Harbors Public Library.